We here at 3 Combo do not condone drunk driving.
No.
Call taxis. Call some a friend.
Uber?
Your
Uber?
Mom.
Uber's call nice. Your mom.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most V-neck podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Actually, it's the V-neck is the minority right now.
No, that's true, but in what we've talked about before the podcast,
yeah,
the V-neck is the majority.
Panera's getting new shirts, but at first the pictures looked like V-necks, so I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I get to wear V-necks now.
I'm going to look so dapper.
I got the shirts now, and they're not V-necks, and I just keep telling my boss, I'm like, I'm going to get the deepest fucking V I can find. And online for like $15, I found one that goes to about the middle of my chest, like deep V, and I'm like, is that really worth $15 in the humor?
Why not just cut it and like re-sew it and make it?
Oh my god! Just cut one of the shirts. I just made my own V, Jen. It's cool.
Getting that wearing the V for the P, Nera.
Shut
up. Sorry.
And that's all, folks. So remember to find us on Facebook.
Good night, everybody.
The googly eyes I put on the baguette Hitler has been up there for like 4 months.
You have a baguette Hitler?
Yeah, could we go back to that for a second?
There's a picture of some fucking guy that looks like Hitler holding the baguette artwork in the back of our Panera, like right by the fireplace.
Oh, okay.
He's holding the suitcase in one hand and a baguette in the other, but he's got like a little, I think it's supposed to be a Charlie Chaplin mustache, but it looks like a Hitler.
You put googly eyes on?
Yeah. There's been googly eyes for like 4 months now.
I wonder if that's like an alternate universe. If like Panera's just really, really funny. It's like, this is what Hitler would be doing if he was a good guy. He'd be using those ovens for good and not evil.
Oh my god. He'd be making baguettes instead of ash.
Damn.
That'll do it for this episode.
What about other people who are like the exact opposite, the alternate universe, like the Dalai Lama? How fucked up with the Dalai Lama?
Hitler.
Yeah, he's Hitler. Like
peace and love and death.
Martin Luther King's a racist.
He sets black people back like 55 years instead. Hey, slavery's cool, guys. You get meal and house. Not really paying for
it's
it.
Kind of like sharecropping without all the responsibilities. And we all know we can't handle the responsibilities. Us here at 3-Hit Combo Podcast do not condone racism, even a little bit. To lighten the mood.
Weeks.
Would you?
They go.
Please stop.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Andy's been like, what are you doing? Moving your leg?
Yeah, it's just playing.
And I've ignored it now for
your loud pants. My boisterous attire.
Holy jump cut, Batman. Okay, so the podcast derped and we had a little cut there. But we're back now.
Yay.
Momentum's killed.
Yeah. Oh god.
You two were just
shake of air
looking at the ground.
all right. So I'll stop moving my legs and we'll take that from there. Weeks, everyone. How's it going?
Weeks. It's going good. It's going real good. Matt, would you like to start? I feel like I always start.
Oh, first, weather. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How's that affected your week?
Just I'm wearing awesome. Shorts.
Yeah.
And I got these sunglasses for free, and they're kind of nice. I got to get new lenses for them. My boss gave me a pair of Oakleys yesterday. He, as part of Samai, he's an Oakley dealer. Like, he sells Oakleys through Samai. And he's just, I mean, he's got, like, dozens of Oakleys. And I saw a pair of Oakleys. He used to ride motorcycles. He's actually currently selling his bikes. He used to ride motorcycles. And I saw a pair of his Oakleys just hanging out in his garage. And they stayed there for over 6 months. They just didn't move. And like yesterday, I like walked up to him like, are those just extra sunglasses that you just haven't touched for 6 months? And he's like, what? I'm like, those sunglasses sitting on that cooler next to that bicycle helmet. Not motorbike helmet, the bicycle helmet. And he's like, let me see him. And I hand it to him, and he just looks at him and goes, here you go. And I'm like, are you kidding? I was just like, wear your sunglasses. That's he's like, awesome. No, here you go. I'm like, yes. They're a little scuffed up because I'm sure they were his bike riding glasses.
But hey, Oakleys, dude.
Hey, I got a free lenses. Pair of Oakleys.
Yeah.
So I gotta figure out where to get some lenses. And if that's even still possible, because I think that style might be out of date.
You can just go to like a third party glasses place that like fixes lenses or whatever, and they might be able to order replacements.
I don't know, because I feel like my budget for the glasses now are extremely high, because I don't like, it's all upkeep cost. It's no, I don't have an initial investment in these glasses.
Or you could just Google the like the frame thing and then see if you can buy lenses online.
They're monster dogs.
Yeah, Oakleys are nice.
I want to crush some Oakleys beer cans
were
on my head.
First, after my first breakup, my first serious purchase, when you're like, fuck this, I'm going to go buy myself something nice. Bought some Oakleys.
I bought a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. That was my serious purchase, air quotes.
I bought a 360 in like 4 games.
Wow.
The very first time.
I like dropped $50 on just a bunch of packs and like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know a buddy that does that, but with Magic.
Yeah.
Fills the void.
I'm glad I started.
Yeah. How long are you waiting to say that? Since we started?
As soon as you guys were quiet, I said it. I haven't been waiting to say it.
Oh my god, this joke's gonna be so funny.
I didn't really do much this week except I went on a few walks.
That's always nice.
And sewed some buttons.
So it's buttons. That's nice.
You sewed some buttons? Mm-hmm. At first I thought you said selling some buttons. Yeah, I sold some buttons. Like, you have a side job selling buttons?
Nope.
You're not getting that podcast money? You gotta sell them buttons?
Podcast money. I'm like a grand in the hole on the podcast.
I learned today on the internet that you can sell used panties for like $75 a pop.
Mm-hmm. There was a missing a bunch of underwear.
She will be.
There was a Cracked article sometime in the fall where I read you can do it on Reddit.
Yep. That Reddit or R selling used panties.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. So that's a fucking just the internet just when I know it's the darkest fucking place in the world, but the internet just blows my mind every now and then.
The problem is the internet isn't a place in the world. It's like you've got heaven, you've got hell, and you have the internet. It exists. We know it exists, but we don't know where it is, man. It's just there.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
It's like South Park. It's one big router.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man. It just happens.
Did you unplug it and replug it in?
Oh, my God.
Every time the help desk at Panera tells us to do that, I want to just, like, fucking just smash the phone against the wall. Because that's always their... Did you restart it? I fucking know!
I actually had a day without internet this week.
How was that?
Well, I'll let you know. Because I... So I had the day without internet. What are you doing?
Sorry. I fucking smell that, bro.
What?
Oh.
I didn't fart. Is that what you're saying?
I smell fart.
No, I didn't fart.
It wasn't me.
I think it was me.
Are you sure your nose is working correctly?
I'm not smelling shit, man. Like, literally and figuratively.
Oh, good. I smell good. All right, we're good.
I smell like ass. I had a sleepover at a friend's house.
Well, I'm having a great time telling stories this week.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Matt, no internet. Go.
So I didn't have internet for a day. And I'm not exactly sure the main reason behind it, but a guy came out and he had to put new lines and a little... internet amplifier. So he did that, but when I was on the phone with Cox, they were telling me, oh, okay, now unplug it and replug it in. I was just standing there not doing any of it because I already did it. I'm like, okay, I unplugged it. All right, now I'm plugging it back in. I was just standing.
Do you want pictures of this?
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Just next time that happens, just like be like, okay, I'll be right back, and just put the phone down for 20 minutes. Go make some like microwave pizza, and then just come back. I don't know why you're cooking microwave pizza for 20 minutes, but those are the food article and the time that I determined.
Put it down, go to the other room, and just yell into emptiness. Be like, I told you to unplug it, re-plug it in! And just come back. All right, we did that.
Fake domestic abuse.
Yeah.
How dare you! You didn't unplug it fast enough!
Once again, Three-Hit Combo does not condone domestic abuse at all. It's not cool, guys. Don't joke about it. We're professionals.
Have you ever been married?
Me? Yeah. No, I've never been married.
Sometimes you're just like, you. I know why it happens.
Just gotta wag that finger. I know why it happens. If I was slightly more crazy, the fists be going through the wall.
Oh, come to think of it, I had a more eventful week than I let on. Oh, right. I had a CAT scan this week.
All right.
On my chest for that little nodule in my lung. So that was fun.
How'd that go?
Got it scanned.
Did you find out that you're actually made of honey?
Not yet.
Literally.
It's a medical miracle, but Matt.
I've never seen this before.
You're 30% honey. Have you been around bees? Like, I am a bee.
Fucking fly away. They know my secret.
No wonder I'm so sweet.
But
I'm going to eat you at night. I will come back to bed.
I'm gonna eat you up. Just call me Pooh Bear.
So that was fun. The contrast dye they give you makes you feel all warm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Makes you feel like you pissed your pants.
That's always nice.
Matt.
All right.
Yeah, giggity.
Matt, did you lose control of your bladder? Nah, I just pissed in my pants. Yeah. It was warm up in my chest area. Thought I'd even it out down a little lower.
Oh my god.
That stuff's the fucking best though. Makes you feel all warm. I like it.
I love anesthesia. I wish.
Really? Anesthesia?
Dude, it's so boss.
I was about to say the stupidest thing. I was like, man, anesthesia knocks me out. But it really does for like days afterwards.
Oh man. I like it hits me and I wake up like fine. I'm never groggy. It's amazing. Oh, it takes me like about 30 minutes to like acclimate and then I'm fine after that. But I love it. You're just like, hey, what a world. And then you just wake up somewhere else.
Goodbye, world.
I've been under anesthesia, but I was too young to remember it. Besides that, I've never been on it. I've never been on anesthesia and I've never been like hit so hard I've been knocked out. Anytime I've closed my eyes to go to sleep, it's always been by choice.
I don't think I've ever been hit knocked out either.
Yeah, me neither.
I've knocked somebody out.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I think we talked about it on the podcast before. Yeah, it was an accident. Right. I do martial arts. It's a contact sport.
Have you ever blacked out?
Have I ever blacked out?
Alcohol blacked out?
No, never.
Oh, that's
never.
A blast.
I've never even had a hangover.
Oh, man. Well, good for you on the hangover.
Thank
that,
you.
Like, I know there's just like some people's bodies can do that. Like.
I've remembered everything, like all of it. I don't know if that's what you mean by blackout.
I've blacked out.
Yeah, blackout is where you're literally like a movie where it's like, your vision just, you black in and out.
That just seems like so much alcohol.
Wait till you do it driving. It's fucking insane. There's like a 2-week period where I like regret doing everything I did in that 2-week period.
We here at 3 A Combo do not condone drunk driving.
No.
Call taxis. Call some friend.
Uber?
Uber's
nice.
Your mom.
I had a high school Spanish teacher that said if we ever needed a ride to call her. And I was always like, you're the teacher that students bang.
You were blacking out driving?
Once.
Andy.
Squidward.
One time I was blacking out and like the situation I was in, I just noped out of there and attempted to walk home. I was like maybe like 40 blocks away from the house.
What do I have in here for something like that?
What? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Was the party cool? I mean, you said you noped out. Do we get a story about the nopes? No is an okay answer.
Yeah, the buddy hit his mom. And I was just
Oh my god! We here at 3-8 Combo do not condone domestic violence.
Like that happened, and I was like, nope. I'd also previously thrown up on myself, and it was like February, so I was like walking home in like 10-degree weather.
See, Eminem threw up on himself, and dude, then dropped a dope rhyme.
I walked home. I didn't drop no rhymes. I probably went, oh shit, and just walked away.
How are you alive?
I don't know.
You could have crashed, or you could have died of hypothermia.
Yeah.
The fuck, Andy? Well, that totally tops my blackout story.
Go on.
I fell asleep in Brent Flummer's bathtub.
It's only good because I personally also know Brent Flummer.
Who?
A person we used to work with.
What's his name?
Brent.
Brent.
Brent what?
Flummer.
See, I know a person named Brent Munger who is a total piece of shit. Like, I was just like, I don't even consider him an acquaintance. He's a fucking asshole.
You hear that, Brent Munger? You're a dick.
I'll tag you in this. We're Facebook friends. I don't know why.
So you can keep up on life and feel better about yourself.
I probably won't. He actually called me out this week about calling him a piece of shit. and I didn't call him a piece of shit. I was at work, and a friend, Alex Marasco, took the phone from somebody else and was like, what do you want, you piece of shit? And Brent was just like, who is this, Tamron? He goes, yeah, it's Tamron. And so I get a Facebook message at 7:45 during the middle of my classes. So why do you think I'm a piece of shit? And I'm just like, do you really want to start this over Facebook? Not knowing this phone call has happened. So like, I confirmed he was a piece of shit. And he's like, I haven't done shit to you. And I'm like, dude, you could just be like a nicer person. Just be a nicer person. And like, people would like you.
Is that why he's a piece of shit?
Yes.
He's just a dick.
He's a story topper. He's a liar. He constantly wants to fight people. I mean, he's just like, he's a piece of shit. I mean, he has a girlfriend and I don't know the relationship, but he seems mean. I don't want to get into the personal, but it just seems like he could be a nicer dude. Like,
you hear that, Brent? You're a dick.
Just smile more, man.
Stop being a dick, bro. I
fucking hate you.
God. Anyways,
if you want to come on the podcast,
yeah, come on.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, my week's been really laxed nerd wise. I haven't been like freaking out about Yu-Gi-Oh because I got my invite, and so I'm just like, I'm just relaxing at that game. So I'm just kind of like playing Super Smash Brothers, trying to beat The Legend of Zelda and making no progress. Working on Chainmail a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, I don't
have to make a chainmail cock ring.
Do I know how?
No. Are you? Because that'd be sweet.
I mean, I can if you'd like me to. I mean, I'll make one for you. I'll have to get up close specifics.
It needs to be 19 inches wide.
Wide?
Yeah.
Am I going to get
It's like a beer can, basically. It's going to look like one of them Heineken cans. Yeah. That's what it looks like. I need that.
Am I going to get a billing in Schindler's Fist for this cock ring? If like the prop director, the head of props, just a chainmail.
Just damn in the background, just chainmailing. What do you need? How many swastikas? Ah!
You know these things are circle, right? I can't make hard angles.
Fuck! Guess we're back to cardboard paper.
You could totally do a swastika, though.
If
you look straight at it from the dick. It came off like that.
It's just like a flower leaf. My mom's just like, what are you making? I'm like, chainmail doilies. Don't look at the shape.
Just have the dick be the center of the swastika. Yeah. And then
just have it be around. And then like you can just spin it and it becomes like a death machine.
This is the worst podcast ever. And on this is an inappropriate time to announce this, but I'll be playing as Germany in Civ 5.
I think it's the best time to announce it.
As voted on by you, the people.
Did anyone vote?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got quite a few votes.
Nice.
Did we?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody who voted.
How many votes?
It was like 25.
Oh, seriously?
Shit. All right.
Yeah.
How come you fuckers never email us? We ask you every single episode.
Because all you have to do for a vote is click a box.
I guess that's fair.
I think we should stop plugging the email and start plugging the Twitter more.
We could plug them both.
I know, but when's the last time you've emailed?
When was the last time we tweeted?
Here's what I want everybody to do.
Decently.
As soon as you hear this, tweet us. Just anything you want.
Just any,
I didn't come in with a plan.
Like hashtag DP. And then we'll see if that trends.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to make a trend.
But make sure you put hashtag 3HC in there somewhere. And be nice. Actually, tell us one thing about your week. Like, what are you doing right now? Like, you're listening to the podcast. What are you doing right now? Just give
they're
us.
They're all going to say listening to the podcast.
Oh, God damn it. Besides that. And then, like, hashtag.
Are you wearing pants?
3HC. Thank you, everybody who's currently tweeting.
No one's going to tweet.
I can hear your fingers typing.
I hope someone tweets.
Wouldn't that be. I know we got like two tweets since I've been rocking it.
Good work.
Thank you. Two more tweets than everybody else. I think we're up there with Coca-Cola. Mm. Speaking of Coca-Cola and Nazis.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good shit.
What?
Are you talking about when they retweeted passages from Mein Kampf?
No.
Someone tricked Coca-Cola into tweeting passages from Mein Kampf.
I actually had an Andy-rific fun fact that I learned yesterday. That Fanta was created by Nazis.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We put an embargo on all the supplies, and that included Coca-Cola. And they were like, we need a soda, and we have oranges and grapes and whatnot.
Fanta.
We're making Fanta. Yeah, Fanta. That's from the Nazis.
So I was looking up to see how much Tam has been rocking the Twitter.
Call me on my bullshit.
His last tweet was March 3rd.
Damn it!
And he said, let us know in the comments below. There aren't comments on Twitter, Tam.
Hey. Fuck off. I mean, you're not wrong. You called me out. Hey. I'm embarrassed.
Tam, it's cool, bro.
But it'll just force me to be better.
Fuck,
you have to be bad
right
before you're good.
No, at this point, if it forces you to do anything, that would. Last tweet actually came from me on March 8th.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it about the podcast?
It was about how I was sleepy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You put that on the podcast?
Yeah. It says, getting ready to record, find out which host is sleepy, hashtag hype.
I actually do remember that because I get updates from I get it when we post, I get updates.
Technically, the last tweet wasn't from any of us. It was from YouTube, tweeting our last episode.
Oh, yeah, it auto does it.
Well, gents, let's go ahead and get into gaming news.
Let's do it.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
Fucking amateur hour over here.
I was dancing, I'm sorry.
Tam fucking hits the microphone.
That's weird. You always dance for Skylar's drops.
Oh, Christ.
You see what you started, Matt? You created this monster.
Ah!
The BBC announces a TV drama about the making of GTA.
I'm really, really interested in that and what it'll be like.
A drama based on Grand Theft Auto is being made for the British TV show by British TV channel by the BBC. It's about the BBC's Make It Digital campaign, which hopes to get the nation truly excited about digital creativity. It's being co-developed by games and technology journalist Guy Cocker, who confirms on Twitter that it will be a drama rather than a violent gangland adaptation of GTA subject matter. The BBC Media Center describes it as a special 90-minute drama about a bunch of British gaming geniuses who had to know each other since their school days.
I always think it's hilarious that one of the main guys in Rockstar's name is Sam Houser.
Yeah,
every time I see him, I'm like, fuck, Sam Houser.
We're going to call out more people on this podcast?
Yeah, why not? It should just be the call-out podcast for like 30 minutes. Just fuck you, bro.
Can't think of anyone I'm mad at.
Brett Munger got called out about being a piece of
I
shit.
I got someone I'm mad at.
I got called out for Twitter stuff.
Listen here, Andy Myers.
All right. Go for it.
Stop moving your fucking feet.
and wear them deep V-necks.
I will angrily and aggressively move my legs.
V-neck all the way down to the dick.
You like what you see, ladies? This was a mistake, poor broccoli cheddar.
I'll press you. I had to sneeze.
I'm glad no one was talking.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, we wanted to hear that glorious sound.
Stereo sound.
Just had to make it a sound bit. Just like whenever you want to just sneeze.
Oh my god.
Just whenever we're being quiet, be I hit great. The sound bit.
It's like that awkward cough, just...
Goat Simulator is releasing for the Xbox One and Xbox 360 in April.
Nice. Is it going to be with the MMO update too? Does it say?
I would assume. It doesn't say, though.
That's crazy how somebody's joke game can get so popular.
It's not bad. Like, I gave it a good, like, half-hour play. I paid, like, $2.99 for it on sale, though. But so I felt like I got my money's worth.
It is fun. You can do a lot on it.
Yeah, but it was a joke. It was just like, we'll make a goat simulator. And then they were like, wait, the internet loves this? Let's not focus on a better, cooler game. Let's just give them more goat simulator. And the internet went, yes.
More goats.
That sounds great.
That'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Do I have, like, a trophy for worst joke?
Ooh, we should figure it out. Worst joke of the year. Like, we should do, like, 3 combo yearly awards.
Just, like, just fucking just degrading awards against us. Worst time.
Subject.
What are you writing?
Joke. Bleeding.
Oh.
Like a goat.
Oh.
We should start our own wiki. Keep track of all this shit. Oh, I got a name tag.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay. Let's move on.
Goat Simulator.
Mortal Kombat X will let you play as Jason Voorhees.
That's random as fuck. Didn't in one of them they put Freddy Krueger, though?
Yes, I was going to say that. So that's why it's not quite as random as fuck.
I guess I really did not expect that. I was like, oh, all right.
I think their marketing could have been better for it. I know it dropped yesterday.
It did drop
yesterday
on
being
Friday
the 13th.
You were correct.
Yes, that was 2 days ago, bro.
Yeah, was it
Sunday?
Oh my god, it's Sunday. I lost the whole day.
Holy shit.
What year is it?
Damn.
No wonder my ass hurts. I don't know. I just feel like it's cool for DLC. I just don't want him like in the main game, you know? Like I get it. Like as long as he's not like a pivotal character in the plot. I'm just like, hey, look at these martial art crazy warriors and that zombie guy who is slightly slow.
He will be a DLC. He will be in the combat pack, which also includes 2 classic combat characters.
Combat spelled with a K, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And is pack also spelled with a K?
Well, yeah, P-A-C-K.
I was worried it was just P-A-C, like...
P-A-C?
Yeah.
No.
Like Pac.
Combat Pack.
Yeah, if there were 2 of them, it'd be a rapper. Like 2...
Pack.
Pac.
Well, there's the door, Tam.
You want to go ahead and write me another note for the worst joke?
Okay, hold on. I'm writing notes about the podcast first.
Writing notes about the podcast. Are you a big Mortal Kombat fan, Andy?
Okay, I've always played Mortal Kombat. I think I've probably played like all of them at one point in time, like a couple rounds here and there. But I've really just, for some odd reason, fallen in with the Tekken crowd. in the fighting game realm. And I don't
really
know how or why. I just, like, I got Tekken 3. Someone gave it to me as a gift.
Was that part of your week where, like, you're just super drunk, blackout drunk?
I just fell in with the Tekken crowd, man.
I don't know. I'm trying to get rehab. I'm trying to get back on that Street Fighter grind. But the Tekken,
I've never been. I've never been a Street Fighter fan. That
really?
Shit's,
I love,
like,
Street Fighter.
It's really fast.
It's super fast.
And, like, Tekken, I guess I've just been playing for so long that I understand Tekken and its fighting gameplay and everything. But I didn't know that there was a free Tekken online free-to-play on the PS3 the other night. And there's this one character they added called Lily, and she's just, like, fucking acrobatic. But I went 6-0, like, playing against other people. And I fucking suck at online, like, fighters. And so that's what I was like, wait a minute. I might not be that bad at Tekken. Like, I was fucking handing people their shit, and I was incredibly surprised. But I played whatever the Mortal Kombat, the very first one that came out on the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Oh, boy. It wasn't Mortal Kombat versus DC,
no,
was
no,
it?
No, no, no. It was the first, like, Mortal Kombat, like, sequel, successor, or whatever.
Armageddon?
Was Armageddon?
Desolation? I have zero idea. I'm guessing. I don't play Mortal Kombat even a little bit. I'm a Street Fighter guy. That is my life.
I did enjoy Street Fighter 4. I thought that was a nice, like, that was a nice update to Street Fighter, and it needed it, and that's how I felt about it.
I'm excited for Street Fighter 5 in the same way they did, like, the up-res, all the
yep.
characters and the models and everything. I think they're going to do that with
gameplay. They said that it's uncompressed models now in Street Fighter 5. Like, there's no compression on the on the graphics or anything.
Wow.
It's just the models they build because they're like, we can do it now.
That's cool.
What platforms did you say again?
The PS3 360.
PS3? Yeah. The first one that came out for that was Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Right, it was the first, like I think, straight Mortal Kombat.
Which would have been MK9.
Yep. And I tried playing that a couple times online. I got it when there were still brick-and-mortar stores. Family Video, when I lived up there. Which Family Video...
MK9
still...
wasn't that long ago. It was 2011.
Yeah. It feels like a long time ago. But I got my shit handed to me every night.
Armageddon came out on the PlayStation 2, Wii, and Xbox.
That's what I thought Armageddon was for the PS2. There was a sweet X-Men fighter game on the PS2. It was like X-Men Legends or something, and it had all the X-Men cast from the animated TV show.
X-Men Legends? Yeah. I have X-Men Legends.
Crap, give me a second. Is that the one that's the gauntlet style one?
No, that's it's like Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
That's what I was thinking of. This yep. one's a like Mortal Kombat type.
I have Mortal Kombat Gold for the Dreamcast.
Ooh, yeah. Shit. How's it look? Does it look pretty cool?
Yeah, it's pretty
I always liked the Dreamcast graphics. The 128-bit, there was something about it I enjoyed.
I know. I need to play more Dreamcast, because one, I have a ton of games for the Dreamcast, because you can burn them. And I also have four controllers.
We here at 3-Hit Combo only slightly condone piracy.
X-Men Next Dimension.
Next Dimension.
I've never heard of that.
It had a pretty crappy story, but it was the first game I ever played that had levels that were destructible and, like, would change scenes. Like, you could kick someone through a wall and it would change.
Nice.
I think they're going to be doing that for Street Fighter 5.
Destructible environments.
Yeah.
Oh, they're finally going to get on that bandwagon.
Mortal Kombat was pretty rocking at it.
They were really honing in, making sure all the characters were even and balanced and whatnot. Yeah. And then, like, now they're adding in a cool factor.
The game is
like, I saw Ryu, like, get kicked into a subway, like, into a seat, and then just, like, another punch come in. And then, like, they were fighting on the subway. It was cool.
Did you guys know? Apparently, I didn't know this, but Valve did this huge update to Counter-Strike Go. And it's apparently now considered, like, the most balanced game out there to play.
Hmm.
Which I did not know that, but yeah, apparently, like, that's the reason people play it. It's like the most balanced, fair.
Did they add hats?
I think so.
Not interested. Matt, what's your fighting game prowess?
None. I don't really play fighting games.
No.
I'd have to say if I had to pick one, probably Injustice.
Injustice was a very good fighting game, and that's made by the Mortal Kombat team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. NetherRealm Studios.
Is NetherRealms doing the new one? Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool. Nice. And I think the Mortal Kombat creators doing this one too, or helping the Bob guy, or
Bob Bell. It's all Mortal Kombat as Mortal Kombat can be.
It's gonna be so good.
Except for, of course, God, what was their original studio?
Oh, Midway.
Midway. Yep. I think that was it. Yeah.
Midway's
definitely not around anymore.
Rampage was my favorite thing that came out of Midway. I loved Rampage. Oh, they were so fun. There was a PlayStation 1 that, like, a buddy and I would just spend hours just fucking going to Pound Town on it.
Like, I know Midway going was to everywhere.
Town. Dude, you literally just go to Pound Town on towns.
Is that what the city That'd was called? Sweet. Pound Town? Seems fitting.
All right, let's move on to our final story in gaming news. Hold on, I gotta get ready to yell. Fucking Master Chief Collection update shows progress on Halo 3 ODST.
Oh, dude, I saw this and I was gonna tweet you it, and then I lost the fucking link. But did you see that they are having a Master Chief Xbox One bundle? Like, Master Chief Collection Xbox One bundle?
You can't see me over here, but I just jacked off two dicks.
A lot. But I saw that, and I'm like, they're really going to try and bundle that shit together?
Yeah. So they're working on Halo 3 ODST because, as a sorry for it, the game doesn't fucking work. Problem is, the game still doesn't fucking work. They're also working on Relic, a map from Halo 2, which I liked, which I won't be able to play because the game doesn't fucking work.
I could just see you waking up every morning, like, and going and getting your cup of coffee and being like, all right, we gotta get down to business. Do I want to try and attempt to play Master Chief Collection or check my emails?
Emails it is.
Check them emails, I think.
Now that I've got the second worst thing of my day done, let's go back to the Master Chief Collection.
How often do you give it a try?
God, It's weeks before I give it a try anymore.
What if it's, like, completely fixed?
Internet.
Oh, no, I would have heard.
The internet would have, like, fireworks would have showed up on the internet.
It's probably been about 3 weeks since I
asked. Wow.
But I do occasionally, maybe, I don't know, once a week, check the 343 forums to see if anyone's had any luck. Never.
It's just insane.
You want to go see a bunch of angry people in the 343's forums.
It's just insane how they could drop the ball so huge on their biggest franchise, especially with people like already declining and like enjoying Halo. Like,
yeah.
It's starting to peter out, and they were just like, "Here's this mega ball to put you back in," and they were just like, "Oh, we dropped it. Shit,
we dropped the mega ball.
We dropped the mega ball."
And one of the things is like, they'll say like, "Whoa, this was kind of a huge undertaking." It's like, well, then take longer.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better to delay a game and have it completely work than to just put it out there and it never work.
They just delayed Uncharted 4 till next spring. I'm not even mad because I know it'll be amazing. So
yeah, I mean, delaying a game is frustrating, especially when it gets delayed and delayed and delayed.
Batman.
But at the same time, I mean, just look at the Master Chief Collection.
Like, that's why most of the time when they delay, I'm never really mad. I'm disappointed for like 2 days or something. Like, oh, that really sucks. But in the long run, you get a better game.
Paraphrasing what something Shigeru Miyamoto says, like, a bad game's bad forever. A delayed game's only delayed for a little bit.
That's exactly it. Like, great point. Arkham Knight, it's going to be fucking amazing. I'm not even mad they deleted it 3 times.
Like, I know. A lot of people shit on Nintendo, but Nintendo has got their shit on point when it comes
to software. They're a very good software company.
They're just like, oh, we're going to put out a game, it'll take a couple years, make it a 10.
Yeah.
Another game, make it a 10.
I don't know if, like, they had to fucking put it out in fall like they always do. Like, oh, no, we'll put it out in fall. Because here's what I find weird. Because they always release their games in fall, usually in, like, November. And say they had to delay it, would they have delayed it like another fucking year just to reach their fucking?
I'm starting
the way
to
they
think,
always do
I'm
it.
Starting to think that, like, I don't honestly care when a game comes out. If I want that game, I'm going to buy it when it comes out.
No, it doesn't.
So, like, developers should be confident in their games, knowing that they're like, hey, if we put this game out, people are going to buy it. So, they shouldn't worry about when they release it. They should worry about
when it's done. This fall, Halo 5 comes out, and I'm not going to fucking buy it until people tell me it works.
Have they even showed, like story, anything about 5?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Have they showed the engine they're using?
I don't know.
I know in one clip he was walking through the desert on a horse with no name.
Yeah, he was just walking through the desert. There wasn't a horse.
Matt, you got one of those sticky notes?
Yeah, I know.
I'm racking them up.
And I've realized this, especially since the Wii and the PS3 generation, but Nintendo rocks it really hard on solid games. Microsoft is insanely well on operating systems. Like, the 360s and the Xbox One's operating system is amazing. Like, it is hands down, like, high five awesome. And the PS4, or Sony knows how to make good hardware. Like, their physical shit is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. If only I were 15, then I would love Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know what?
Luckily for me, I have the mustache of a 15-year-old.
You know what I still don't understand is on the Xbox One how there's a brick still. That just
with how
fucking big that thing is too.
Yeah, there's still a fucking big power brick on it.
I don't get it. The PS, like, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, guys, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move into technology before I scream.
Big and mighty.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Android 5.1 is coming.
Are you gonna get it?
I don't know. But here are some features that it has. First of all, silent mode is back.
They took out silent mode?
Apparently. Mine never went away.
That sucks.
But I guess. Death to crappy Wi-Fi. If there's a public Wi-Fi signal that permeates the walls of any apartment, it makes connecting to the internet a nightmare. Every time friends come over, they think they have a signal, only to realize, nope. Now when you connect to one of these networks, your phone will remember the connection, like the terrible nightmare it was, and won't auto-connect to that network in the future.
Oh.
So it won't auto-connect to shitty networks.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Back to the silent thing. What if it's like you can turn off silent and vibrate? Like, you know how, like, because I know my phone, whenever I turn it off onto silent, it's forced to vibrate mode. I can't, like, have it be completely silent.
Do not disturb the little moon icon. Makes it, other than who's on your favorites list, if someone texts you or, actually, no, that's only if you have get a phone call. Like, text when on do not disturb, you don't go alerted at all. That's what I do at night.
I know, I mean, mine has a true silent mode. When I put it on silent mode, I don't get any noise.
No vibrate, no nothing?
No vibrate.
You can do that in the iPhone. You just have to manually.
That's crazy.
Practice safe browsing. You'll be able to, you know, use VPNs and stuff like that.
Wow. They haven't had VPN?
Well, let me take a look at this. In addition to making sure that you'll never get one, Google may also be working on a VPN service, so it's Google's VPN service.
VPNs are very private networks.
Thank you.
Basically, a very secure, anonymous connection. And at one point in time, I had a VPN for the iPhone, but it was really crappy when you got onto LTE. It really messed your shit up.
Well, hopefully this will work for Android, since apparently it's through Google.
Oh, nifty. All right. Yeah. That's cool.
Google Connection Services.
Oh, that's neat. That'd be cool.
The anti-theft game is also going to be stepped up. New anti-theft feature would make it difficult for a would-be thief to replace your account as a primary account or add any accounts of their own.
It's like spikes come out of it. It's like, cut your hand. That's the anti-theft.
And some new notifications, stuff like that.
Stops that girlfriend from creeping through the phone.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to get you.
I don't know why my girlfriend's talking like that, but...
That's how I talk.
I don't know. I'd still do you, Andy.
I'm going to get that ass.
I mean, I'm into it, like, a lot, but I don't... Could you change your word choice a little bit?
I'm going to fuck.
Perfect. Let's make a date.
Right after the podcast. Get some lunch and just go to town.
Speaking of phones, Sprint will cover all costs switching between carriers.
Dad?
Huh. So if I go from Sprint to somebody else, they'll cover all the costs.
That might be enough to get me to Sprint.
I'm not doing bad, though. I guess I got the family plan hookup, so I don't pay that much.
It's a limited time promotion. Starting, I guess, now. As soon as you hear this.
Go now!
Go out and tweet about it. #3HT.
The carrier will pay not only for your early termination fees, but also the remainder of your current HandSense installment plan. Sprint doesn't care how much is owed. It will eat the cost regardless.
I don't know how good their service is in the Midwest anymore, but there was a time when it really sucked.
Now there's the fine print. You'll have to trade in your existing device, and it must be in good working condition.
I'd just say I had the iPhone 4.
And to get the deal, you'll need to submit a copy of your bill with the termination fees and final installment balance showing.
Just white it out.
Four. Sprint will then send you an American Express reward card within about 2 weeks' time.
Oh, that's shitty, because then you got to use the rewards card. Oh, fuck that noise.
Which also means you have to pretty much pay up front for those termination fees, and then you get the card.
Yup.
So, still quite annoying.
Yeah. Good try, Sprint.
Yeah. You gave an attempt.
It was a good round one. Rehash it. Come back to us.
BlackBerry's making a tablet again.
Well, cool.
They made one, right? And it fucking just bombed.
I'm not sure what they made before.
Oh, no.
I was making them.
HP made a tablet, and that thing just fucking just bombed.
The company's SecuSmart Wing has teamed up with IBM to launch the SecuTablet.
Oh,
sounds
are
like
they?
Suck you tablet.
Are they going for like the security tablet that BlackBerry does?
Yeah, it's an extra secure version of Samsung's Galaxy Tab S.
BlackBerry, I guess, got they do that because that's what they use at the White House, right? Is all BlackBerries because it's super secure.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes sense.
Like, I think it's cool that BlackBerry still like exists.
They must be so butthurt. They used to be the fucking kings of cell phones.
Yeah.
So fucking mad.
Yeah, that's
they didn't adapt.
Yeah, they used to be the goddamn kings.
Now look at them. Make it stupid tablets.
Suck you tablets.
Fuck you, BlackBerry.
Call you out.
Call
oh,
you
Jinx.
Out. We didn't get best friends.
You'll be fellatio, bro. I don't want Coke. I want cock.
How about some Fanta?
I'm allergic to Fanta. Yeah.
Are you really? That's cool. Well, like any particular flavor? Or just all of it? Just or
no,
just the
they
orange?
All do it, but orange is like, I need to go to the hospital kind of swell.
Hmm.
So if you ever want to take me out.
Are you of possible Hebrew descent? Maybe it's just the thing.
Oh, that's horrible. They engineer Fanta to kill off.
Tam's like, so it makes your throat tighter.
Jackpot.
I'm writing this down in my notes.
Sticky notes?
Engineers in London are trying to figure out how to create a skyscraper that doesn't cast a shadow.
I would imagine they just use mirrors.
Who got high to come up with this idea?
I imagine they use mirrors.
Mirrors, actually, would focus the sunlight.
Which burns people alive.
Can be dangerous.
So is it going to be like, would it be a building that absorbs light then?
Well, that would still cast a shadow.
It's completely clear, so the light runs through it.
No, that would still cast a
But then you'd have to have stuff.
Now, the reason they're doing this is because London is going to have about 250 skyscrapers pretty much coming up in the near future.
Jesus.
And
wait, how many?
250. And
that's so many.
That casts a lot of shadows. Where, you know, you previously had sunlight, there's
London's already dreary as fuck to begin with.
Where would you start with that project? Like, you just, the idea guy comes in and is like, all right, guys, I got a pitch for you. I need a building that doesn't cast a shadow. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
He's
like,
is this a fucking riddle? Did we just get hired by the riddle? What the fuck?
Now, one idea they have is kind of like Andy's mirror idea, except with a curved mirror on one skyscraper. Where it would diffuse the light instead of focus it.
Oh, shit.
And it would cast that light out into the shadows of other skyscrapers.
That's kind of cool. Like using one skyscraper to like illuminate all the other ones, mm-hmm. like a giant nightlight.
Pretty much.
Oh, what if they just shot the rays of the sun back into the sun? Would that make the sun explode?
Probably.
Fuck, sweet. Don't be reckless with this, London. With great power.
You're like Spider-Man.
You're the Spider-Man this world needs.
I saw something funny.
We're not the one it deserves.
I saw something funny on 4chan. It was like, who would win, 1 million lions or the sun? And the next post said the lions would win if they attacked at night.
That's great. That's
great. All right, guys. That'll do it for technology news. Let's go ahead and move on.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Well, if you happened to stumble into a Walmart restroom in Indiana, you would have found a meth lab.
Another one?
Is this the backpack one?
Backpack.
Oh, I heard. I saw this.
Random
tweet about a backpack meth lab.
No, it looks like this is the one.
Okay.
It was this past Thursday. Someone left a backpack and leave it. The members of the state police meth suppression team removed the dangerous chemicals.
This was one of the first stories I ever heard on 3 Hit Combo Podcast. One of the ones that really stuck me is there was another meth lab in another Walmart bathroom somewhere in the United States. More than likely a southern state. But it was just...
I think that one was in Arkansas or something like that.
Yeah, are you going to look in your history?
Oh, no.
I'm sure it's been deleted by now.
No.
But yeah, that's...
Meta keyword, the podcast.
Wow.
Nope, I'm actually looking up Toussaint Putty.
Oh, shit.
Deserved. He's got his own rap
That'd
group
be
now.
Awesome.
What would you do if you were Toussaint Putty?
Putties in the bitches.
Putties in the bitches? Ooh. Ooh.
I'd go with Putty in the Bowfish.
Putty in the Bowfish? I'm trying to throw in the word pudding somewhere.
Pudding pop. Putty pop.
Oh, booty. Putty's pudding pop.
Putty.
Love it.
Putty rocking.
Putty. All up in the air.
Stealing them $100 pens like I don't care. Nice sensor tamp. Good job. Proud of you.
Grand Theft Auto and got shit on me.
Yeah.
So it turns out there is a kind of an odd way to tell that the American economy has recovered quite a bit. The rise in luxury toilet paper.
What? Good job, us.
The industry calls luxury rolls quilted, lotioned, perfumed, or ultra soft. 2 to 4 ply.
Oh.
4 ply.
Oh, damn.
Frog in my throat.
You okay?
The toilet paper really got to you.
It really got to me. I was about to cry over toilet paper.
This is the change Obama promised. He
Thanks
did it.
Obama,
you really came through.
The industry climbed to $1.4 billion in profit last year, outpacing all other kinds of toilet paper for the first time in nearly a decade.
Dude, what's gonna happen when the three clamshells get popular?
The what? The three?
No! God damn it. That is a movie reference that went way over. Demolition Man. It's a Sylvester Stallone, Sandra Bullock, and the guy who played Blade. Nope, not Blade. Dennis Rodman. Are in this action movie, and there's this scene where they talk about, he goes to the bathroom, and he's like, what's with the three clamshells? And everyone makes fun of him the whole time. But apparently it replaces toilet paper. But...
Wait, clamshells? You just scrape your asshole with clamshells?
They never explained it, though. But it's a running gag in that movie.
Well.
I'm sure in the right context. Hey, everyone listening, if you thought that joke was funny, tweet us at 3HitCompoPodcast. But yeah, but that's really... What type of toilet paper do you guys buy? Do you guys the economical, or are you a...
I'm still rocking up my 192 rolls.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure. Something... All right.
When I first moved out, I had like half ply toilet paper because I was cutting corners and just had to do what you got to do, man. Like, you remember that scene at the end of Step Brothers where they move out and they have to like do adult things? That's what my life was for like a year. It was weird. It was crazy. And it was fucked up. It was a dark time. But now I have like medium grade toilet paper.
Nice job. You're really moving on up in the world.
I am. I'm helping the economy get past this bowel movement.
So this past week, a Kentucky lieutenant governor candidate was arrested for an overdue library book. His name is Jonathan Masters. He's a Democratic challenger for the office. He was driving to Bowling Green for a TV interview when a Kentucky state trooper pulled him over. He said his tags were expired. He thought he was going to let him go because he was real friendly, but then he went back to his patrol car and was gone for about 15 minutes. He said when he came back, he said, "Did you take out a library book 11 years ago?"
Oh, shit!
It seems Masters had a warrant out for his arrest on the charge of theft by failure to make a required disposition of property.
Oh, my God.
A misdemeanor when the property is under $500. He said he started to laugh, but he said this is serious, and he took him to jail for 3 hours.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Masters was booked on an outstanding warrant and paid a $100 bond to get out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He says he plans to fight the charges. He's going to request a jury trial.
Oh, my God.
There's yes, please.
There's taxpayer money going down the shitter. You should just pay.
I don't know, man. It lets us have a podcast story. The economy rolls on. Like a paper bag in the wind.
Bag man.
That's interesting.
What book was it?
Doesn't say.
Can we...
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Speculations? To Kill a Mockingbird. 12 Angry Men.
Just really like the Betamax tape of it.
11 years ago, did you take out a book called Why All Fucking Cops Are So Fucking Stupid?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You take out the I Fuck Sluts 69.
Backdoor Sluts 9.
Yeah.
Oh...
So our last story here is kind of a short news story out of England. A fireman toughened up, or firemen were toughened up by their bosses. Now, how do you think firemen would go about toughening up?
Working out?
Working out, yeah, maybe.
Stripper pulse.
Not quite.
Oh, that was a good guess. That's weird enough.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, these 20 firemen were on patrol around tombstones in a cemetery. They were locating victims, carrying them off, running them back. Basically doing like fire exercises in the cemetery. And then after they were done, they had to sleep overnight in the cemetery.
Okay. That's random as shit, but okay.
So they slept overnight in the cemetery to toughen them up.
Did somebody jump out as a big scary
that'd
ghost?
That would be fucking hilarious.
That's what I want.
That'd
say.
Be hilarious. Ooh. Fire ghost. This just turns out to be a Klan rally. This is why you're out here!
Oh, okay, guys. So that will do it for this episode of 3Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That is number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3Hit Combo Podcast. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The book.